Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today's podcast, I'm just going to have a chat to you about do people buy people or do people buy brands? I'm recording this and chatting with you on Saturday, the 25th of May, 2019. And yesterday, I had a wonderful one-day special event for new business. So a wonderful day with BDMs, PMs, and licensees. And I've had a couple of sessions lately in relation to this, and I asked the question of wonderful people like you, do people buy people or do people buy brands? And the answer is mixed, of course, because we're all different and we all have different views, and that makes the world beautiful that we are different. But of course, most people tend to agree that people do buy people, but people might be led to people because of brand. So, for example, a person might be attracted or know of a brand, and then, of course, when they go to that brand, who's there? It's, of course, people. So, in relation to do people buy people or do people buy brands, of course, I think ultimately, from my point of view, people buy people. Regardless of a brand, it's up to the person in relation to get the trust and the business of the person who's approached the business, for example, for property management services. So landlords, I tend to think, buy people, because what do landlords want from you and I? And part of, I think, the first parts they want is someone they can trust with their, hundreds of thousands of dollar investment, plus someone that they trust that knows what they're doing. And we have to get that trust and that credibility across the line pretty quickly. And that's either through our phone, our voice, and our tone, and our assertiveness, and our pleasure. It's our email etiquette, it's our face-to-face, it's our dress, it's our eye contact. There's so many variables. And obviously, all different ways that people approach us in relation for us getting their valued business. So, whether people buy brands or people buy people, I think ultimately people do buy people. But if they're buying you as a person for the business, is all of our staff, is all of the culture very similar? And of course, I don't mean robots. I mean, is the culture of people first within our business? And we are constantly talking about it, we're aware of it. People aren't an interruption to our business, they're the reason we exist. There's a reason you have a career, there's a reason we have a business. And if we don't have people, we don't have much, we have nothing in business. So, when people buy people, if they buy a person and then they, for example, if they bought a BDM as a person for new business and that BDM transfers to the operational management department of property management, do the staff have the same culture as far as that landlord is still going to be instilled with the trust and credibility, the transparency, the honesty, and that they bought? So, food for thought. People do buy people at the end of the day, I believe. And one of the things that we must remember in business as any team, a team of two, a team of one, a team of 20, a team of who, however many, are we all on the same bus? Do we all have the same culture? People can feel what's happening outside, what's happening inside, rather, outside. And if we don't continuously have a culture of people first and they're not an interruption, that can break down a brand, it can break down relationships, and that's how sometimes we lose business. Food for thought. This is Stacey Holt. Thank you for joining me, and bye for now.